Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Jackie Wickie is with us representing the Atlantic Business and Professional Women's Group. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming by.
Well, thanks for having us, and I can talk about the craft show and all the things that our BPW group has going on.
And I'm going to give you the heads up right out of the gate here if you're listening this morning. Listen carefully. We're covering a lot here this morning, all right? We got a lot going on.
We are a busy group.
Yeah. Well, we initially set out to visit a little bit when we set this up about the craft show, coming up this April 4th. It's not too far down the road. This has been going on a while.
It has. This is our 30th annual show. We've been doing this for 30 years consecutively. And so we're not just one that pops up every year or every other year or something like that. We've been doing this for 30 years. So like Jim said, it's Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 3 at the community center. At this time, we do have room for any more vendors or crafters if anybody's interested. They could call Becky Bonney or myself, but Becky's number is 254-0838. And we'll have the concession stand open all day long there too, that we'll be serving sloppy joes and potato salad and pies and things like that. So come on out and have lunch. We've got to-go containers, so take some home with you. And like I said, that's our 30th annual spring show. So hopefully it's going to be a good one and something for everybody.
You said still room for more vendors, but you already have a bunch signed up. Tease them a little bit. What will they find?
We've got 32 different vendors. And then our business vendors, our home-based businesses, we've got Pampered Chef, Norwex, Scentsy, a gal with 31 gifts, Perfectly Posh, which is soaps and lotions, Tupperware, the Kiwanis is going to be there selling flags, and a leaf filter guy, and Bristol Windows. And I guess I got to plug this one, my First Lutheran Church youth group, south of Wyota. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a little booth there and having a bake sale. And we've got quite an active youth group right now, and they've been going to our national conventions, so they're going to be raising money so that this group of kids can go to their national convention. So that will be a little bit of everything from the bake sale. So then the craft stuff, we've got a gal that's going to be there for the first time. She makes just beautiful doll clothes for American Girl dolls. Mm-hmm. We'll have a gal with blankets, jellies, crocheted items, honey, towels, rugs and soaps and lotions, a topical pain cream, some needlework, jewelry is always a big thing, handmade crafts, wood crafts from Lath. And this young couple, they've been doing these. I'm anxious to see what they've got for spring now, because last year when they started this, they had Christmas trees and things. Mm-hmm. But they're going to adopt a little one, and so they're doing these things to raise money to help with their adoption funds. So glad we can help them out that way. So lots of things. Will be something for everybody. So come on out and look at the vendors and the crafters and have lunch with us.
Sounds like there are even a few things the guys might like.
It might be.
Very good. All right. Everyone welcome. And again, that's coming up a few weeks down the road, April 4th. It'll get here sooner than we think, though. Well, before that all happens, you've got a lot going on this time of the year. You were mentioning to me that you've got another fundraising event coming up on March 27th.
We sure do. Joseph Hall, he's an Elvis impersonator, and he's been here in Atlantic several times now. He's going to be here on Friday evening, March 27th. He puts on a fantastic show, so there's still a few tickets available. So if you want some tickets, you can call 249-1480, and that's a local number for you to get tickets. And it's going to be at the community center also, and that will start at 7:30 that evening. Doors will open at 6:30, and the BPW group will be serving pulled pork sandwiches, potato salad, chips, and desserts. So they'll won't be serving while he's singing, but he takes a break, and so there'll be desserts available then later on. So that's another good fundraiser for us.
Very good.
That we raise money for all of our scholarships that we give and all of the projects and things that we do in the community. Mm-hmm. So,
and he's performed here in the past.
Yes, he
Folks
has.
Are aware of him. He does a really good job.
Yes, he does. Very good job.
So if you're an Elvis fan, this is a pretty good opportunity for you not to have to travel very far.
You kind of forget that that's not really him. He does a good job.
Very good. Well, again, that's coming up on March 27th. It's a Friday night, 7:30 at the Cass County Community Center. Now, both of these events, that concert event coming up on March 27th and the craft show coming up on April 4th both kind of have the same purpose, right? You're generating money for the programs that you do, but especially those scholarships.
Yes, we give scholarships that are non-traditional scholarships, those being someone that's been out of high school for at least 5 years. And maybe they've started their family or didn't want to go to college right off out the gate, you know, from high school. But now they've decided that it's time to get their education. So we give $1,000 scholarships to that. We manage several of them for like the Bev Mendenhall Memorial Scholarship. Her husband gives us money every year, and that goes to a nursing student. And Don Sontag is giving us one that we're managing for him this year to just start out for a non-traditional scholarship. We also have the Collins Scholarship. We manage that for her, and that goes to a student that's going into any of the STEM categories. Mm-hmm. So the scholarships are just a fantastic thing. We've had several local people that have won the state scholarships that we're also involved in. And I always have to tell about this. I seen a thing on Facebook, a little gal said, is there any scholarships out there for old people? Well, I know this gal, she's not old by any means. So I was right back at that and gave her the information, and she has won the scholarship, and she's getting ready to be finished with her college degree now, and she had her children, and so she's been doing all of this, stay-at-home mom, and well, she was always doing something besides just raising the kids, but now she's going to be going back into the workforce pretty much full-time. So we're very happy that she's been an active member of our BPW group, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that could be pretty intimidating, thinking about going back to school and having to deal with all of those things you have to deal with, and including sitting in a classroom with folks younger than you.
That'd be hard for me.
Yeah. So you can come up with a lot of reasons why maybe you shouldn't. So this is just giving folks more of a reason why they should.
That's right. It's just giving them a little bit of incentive, you know, to help with their books, or, you know, things are so expensive that, you know, just this much money will help with something anyway, their transportation, their books, you know, sure. Just whatever they can use it for.
Well, some of these scholarships, a little bit more specific, but anyone who might be interested, who thinks they might qualify, how would they go about applying?
The registration thing will be over the end of March, so okay. That will be getting a hold of Kelly Jimerson with our scholarship committee, or I've just given you Becky's number or myself. You can get a hold of us, and we'll get you the right numbers. So anything like that will get you to where you need.
Okay, very good. And the scholarship process, the application process for the scholarships, pretty easy?
Pretty easy, yeah. Okay. Yeah, just might need a couple references, but just fill out the application form. And then with the state ones, there's gals clear across the state that kind of communicate, you know, and get their decisions made on that. Here, it's a local committee that chooses the scholarships, and we've had a great bunch of gals that have won them in the past, even a couple guys.
Yeah. Well, it's really important because we all know how expensive that education can be. But there are lots of scholarships out there, I understand, that go untapped in different years just because folks aren't familiar with them. So if it's out there, take advantage of it.
You bet. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, that's why people support these efforts. Very good. Well, again, the scholarship opportunity, that application process open right now. Mm-hmm. So if you're hearing, thinking about it, don't wait until tomorrow. Start it right now.
Get a hold of us. We'll help you get the right place.
Okay, very good. And then Joseph Hall, that event coming up March 27th. Give them the details again.
Okay. We'll be serving pulled pork sandwiches, potato salad, and desserts before and during the intermission of Joseph's performance. You can call 249-1480. That's a local number if you're interested in getting some tickets. The tickets are going pretty good, so you might... it's $25 a ticket. So if you call this number and she can get you set up then that way.
Okay, very good. So again, that's coming up March 27th, pretty quickly down the road. The 30th Annual Spring Craft Show coming up April 4th.
Yep, at the Cass County Community Center. And again, there is a 50-cent admission, but that helps us to know how many people have come through the doors, because our vendors always ask us, you know, like, how big is this? And, you know, we have anywhere, the spring is usually a little smaller, but yet we're still very proud of it for spring. There's 350 to 450 people that go through those doors in a day's time. So that's a lot of people here in Atlantic, extra people. So, that gives you the opportunity for a door prize also. So come on out, have lunch, look around, buy something from the crafters and the vendors, and that's 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Great. Lots of opportunities there to do different fun things and also maybe to pick up some extra help on those scholarship deals too. So don't let those pass you by. Very good. Well, Jackie, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for all your help and letting us get our word out there. And we're a busy group, so we love all the support that we get from the community.
It's good to be busy.
You bet.